wanted more as a team.
Do y'all think either of them is going to be Golden State? Yeah.
No. Well, I think the Bucks got a chance.
I don't.
I think Toronto got a better chance to beat them than Milwaukee do.
Because of Kawhi. Kawhi know how to beat Golden State for some, for whatever reason. He can do it. Can't nobody else do it.
He did it for the Spurs?
He almost did, and he hurt his ankle. Yeah, Zsa slid up. You know, got him.
So fucking D, that motherfucker here. Imagine if Brian was still on the East though. Would Kawhi be here?
Hell no.
Probably not. Yeah. Cause for whatever reason, can't nobody in the East beat LeBron. Like no matter what, you can have a perfect fucking team to beat LeBron. Nah, in the playoffs you can't.
That's what LeBron thought he was gonna do, go out west and
Nah, he didn't think that.
I think that's just how he planned.
He just wanted to play. It's like he on 2K in his mind or in real life. I just want to play on the Lakers. Shit, fuck it. I signed a 4-year deal. I'm about to make all this money to play on one of my favorite teams.
Yeah. But early in that nigga career, he said a bunch of teams he wanted to play for. So far, he don't play for.
Everybody want to be a Laker
except for the Bulls.
I would think that the Bulls would be a better franchise as far as like legacy than the Lakers, just because of Jordan himself.
But that was it, though. It was like, it wasn't nothing.
You're always in that Jordan shadow, though.
And then that was it.
You're always in that Jordan shadow. You can go there and be MVP, and you're still going to be the next best.
Yeah. Even shit, that's had the best team and ran into LeBron. That was 5-game series.
Yeah. Man, down.
Already.
Why don't people give Dwayne Wade the credit he deserved? Because we talking about that series.
As far as what?
Whenever we talking about anything, well, whenever a lot of people, you don't really hear Kobe name for real.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of crazy.
Oh,
but you really, when they talk about greats, they talking about, oh, what is it? You know, it's they talk about a generation, then they go to LeBron, which
Dwayne
is fine.
Dwayne did some shit that nobody was doing, dog. He made a team that was nothing.
Yeah.
Turned up. Like,
he took Miami to.
Yeah, dog. But he didn't have Shaq, though, but still.
Not that first year they didn't. Yeah, he was getting down that first year. Yep. Then, you know, Shaq didn't do nothing but put him over the hump.
Alonzo Mourning played with
him. Yeah. He got Alonzo ring, shit.
Yeah, he did. He sure did.
He got Alonzo ring.
Got Juwan Howard ring.
He got Juwan Howard ring.
Shout out to Juwan Howard. Yep.
Howard finessed all his rings.
Juwan in Michigan line.
He finessed. He elbowed the hell out of somebody in the throat or something. He did something bad to somebody in the playoffs or something, got suspended the game. Hey, it was like they put him in there.
You need them type of niggas on the team, though. That nigga that's all the way down at the end of the bench.
Who was it, though? I can't remember who it was.
I remember that shit.
And I remember because they had to play Dexter Pittman the next game or something like that. That was a big story.
Hey, sometimes you just need a nigga to go out there and fuck somebody up. And, you know, it might be a veteran sometimes.
That's what Stephen A. was saying. He'd have a goon on his bench.
You got to at least one. Somebody's going to go out there, just go take that one flagrant two, get ejected. He gonna take the fine, you know what I'm saying? Behind closed door, the team gonna pay for it.
How you gonna say that? And y'all, this nigga whole argument about basketball is like what the niggas call the golden era. It's like, they was fighting. That was not basketball.
No, nigga, that was every play. No, I'm talking about if the game on the line and we need to get a man down. I need somebody that's gonna go out there and do it.
I don't
need niggas that's going out there bad boy era just fighting on the court every play just because that's what we're doing. Bro, them niggas is playing prison ball.
Maybe, but
them niggas was playing prison ball up until like 2002, and then niggas started.
It was a physical game. It's grown men playing the game. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right.
Nigga, they playing against some crazy niggas, man. They just happen to say, "Fuck it, we gonna be the crazy niggas."
Yeah, like
they had to go against shit. What Bird, nigga, Magic.
But that's what I'm saying. The whole league at that time, all of them niggas was fucking. They was good basketball players. They was good athletes. But them niggas was fucking wrestling, slamming niggas on their head and shit. Big elbows.
Only when you thought you could just come down the lane. You know what I'm saying? They didn't. Yeah. If you was out there.
You got to earn it.
Yeah.
Nigga, you got to just. What you talking about? Let you just lay up? Nah, bitch.
Well, every team needs somebody that's going to go out there and earn it then. When the game on the line, they need somebody off the end of the bench.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
That's expendable. Go out there, take a man down, you know what I'm saying? Nothing lethal, no Bruce Bowen type activity.
Yeah, no.
But, you know.
Shaq threw Jason Kidd. Right. He was in the finals that year. He came down double teamed, and then he threw him, like, had the ball, just tossed that nigga away.
Hey, who did?
Shaq. Just put, like, just push, just shove. Jason Kidd all the way away.
How did that matchup even happen? That's what we need to
talk about. He came down double team, but you know.
Shaq was a bad motherfucker, man. I remember, dog. Shaq could not be fucking stopped. Like, you couldn't beat him. At a point in time.
Like,
I feel like. It's crazy because he didn't get no ring in his younger years.
Yeah, when he was young and athletic.
Yeah.
He got all.
He ran in the high.
He getting out of weight.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, nigga. He just left the fucking Orlando a year too early.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he just stayed in Orlando, they would win that bitch for sure.
I don't know, because that was...
Penny didn't get hurt until, like, what, 2-3 years later?
I want to say, like, a year and a half later. Either that, it was, like,
but 2 years later. But if he would have won that one in Orlando, he wouldn't have never got them other ones in LA.
He might have. You never know, but...
No, they would have won. He would have been signed.
The next year, that would have been when Jordan was back, though. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, wait.
Yeah, it would have been.
If he would have stayed. Shaq Otis, I forgot. Damn.
If he would have stayed, that was when. And I'm not saying they couldn't beat Jordan, because I hated Michael Jordan, bro.
Damn, wait.
I was Orlando
Shaq
Magic.
Shaq played when Jordan got a ring?
Yeah.
Shaq
a lot of them.
Shaq would have left in 92. He came out like
Shaq 92. Shaq came, 92. And then, you know, he was there when Jordan left and came back.
Damn. Yeah. That's crazy, because that's the Shaq argument squash right there, because nigga. I don't even remember hearing about Shaq when Jordan was playing. It was like, no, really? It's Jordan.
I was a Shaq fan.
No, but I don't remember hearing about Shaq being it was Jordan. It was Jordan's NBA. Yeah. It was nigga, and really it was Karl Malone and Stockton that kept
Shaq was pissing niggas off. Shaq was named to the 50th greatest players.
No. He was cold. In his fourth year. No, he was cold. I'm talking about,
Shaq
right
winning,
now.
You mean? Huh? You mean like Shaq winning nothing?
I don't remember hearing about expectations that Shaq is Jordan's threat when Jordan was around. That's what I'm saying. Like, the only threat that Jordan had, I remember, was when he came back, was Karl Malone and John Stockton.
I don't think nobody ever expected John Stockton and Karl Malone.
I knew John Stockton was special, but I never fucked with it, but I knew he was
special.
Fucked
with it. They
didn't get the championship though, did they?
No, they didn't get it. They just went. They went twice.
They couldn't get past Jordan.
Yeah, he couldn't get past Jordan.
Hey, the Pistons stopped Karl Malone from giving his shit. He cried.
Then Karl Malone tried to finesse and jump on that Lakers train, get him a little ring. Him and
Jordan.
He cried.
He cried,
bro.
Pistons beat Jordan 1 year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like early though.
That was it.
Yeah, that's why Jordan got cold. He said that. He's like, them niggas beat my ass. I was like, man, fuck that. I'm going to the gym. Bitch, I'm about to find these niggas next year.
You fat on them?
Kinda.
They got Charles Oakley.
Oh, my God. It's going to be one of them type of days, huh? Come on, man. Don't talk to me about who's coming out this series.
That was unnecessary. He could easily just make a layup. That's what his statement plays. Like, boy, stop playing with me.
He ain't want to spring his ankle, man.
Bitch, he grabbed that bitch from the other side of the room, dog. Come on, man. That nigga's something different.
Long as hell.
And he got the foul.
I wish that they had like an all-star caliber point guard. So he could be on the receiving end.
Oh, yeah.
So he could be on the receiving end. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. That's what I'm saying,
Instead
dog.
Instead of having to be the point guard, he could be the man.
Now, imagine if this nigga was in Philly or some shit.
That'd be too much.
How long do we stay in Milwaukee?
Forever.
Stay there forever?
Yeah, he might end up being a franchise, bro. They're not letting that nigga go. Who else in Milwaukee had before then? That was a franchise player.
Like, recently or
no,
ever?
No, ever. Ever.
Lou Alcindor and Oscar Robertson. A few players, you know.
Yeah, Vin Baker.
A couple, yeah. Well,
Vin Baker.
Baker
was thinking
about
Vin
really.
Baker.
Glenn Robinson.
I was thinking about them.
I hated Tim Thomas. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee had a couple decent teams back then. They did.
Come on
now. They had a couple decent teams for the, you know, back then. Ray Allen and all of them.
Yeah, right. You did have Ray Allen. You right. Ray Allen went anywhere. He was a little
hard. Ray Allen was nice, dog.
NBA hoes.
That nigga was dependable on every team, though.
That nigga Ray Allen was nice.
Like, we ain't even introduced the show. We 10 minutes in.
Bro, why did you check?
Goddamn. Black Men Don't Cheat podcast. DJ Kobe in here. What episode is this?
Yeah, what's up?
49, I think.
49.
Let's find out.
Episode
49. Yeah, we started.
We started 10 minutes ago. But hit me up at DJ_Kobe. I'm on Twitter and I'm on Snapchat. Hit me on YouTube. I'm streaming on all everything that you stream shit on. Just search
DJ 49. Kobe. I knew it.
Yeah, episode 49 here with Dub. Hit him up.
Oh, yeah. Follow me everywhere. LL Cool Torrance. Follow the podcast. WTMN Podcast. Check out WTMN TV. Stoner Social. Arts and Crafts. More shit coming, y'all.
True, true. Now, we got special guests today. We haven't had guests in maybe like 20 episodes.
Yeah, a lot of guests.
No, we haven't had guests in a while. Lex don't count as a guest after like the fourth time. Lex had like 4 weeks in a row.
My brother was
on
there.
What Michael's on?
When we was all over there eating that popcorn.
Oh, the chewing corn. Goddamn. Yeah, but we actually haven't. I don't think we had you actually come sit down with us. I mean, I know you came to the station a couple times.
Station.
I caught you at South By.
Yeah, South By.
Okay. But I don't think you ever came and actually sat down with the function yet. I think it's your first time.
My first time.
Man, Ober Rollins in the building, finally.
What's up, y'all?
We've been trying to get you for a while.
Damn.
Years, like, actually calendar years. Like, but I don't feel like it was like it's people who, like, legit just been spinning us, but I don't feel like you was one of them dudes. But, tell the people where they can hit you on your social medias if they want to, you know.
Everything, man. Ober Rollins. Everything, anything you want. Ober Rollins. Facebook, Twitter, IG, Snapchat. Whatever you got, I got. Ober Rollins. Brought my dogs with me, my nigga E-Modest, my nigga Reefer. We out here, man. Trying to make things shake.
Marketing.
Yeah, you got these backwood promotional items. What made you want to go with these? Like, I never seen like niggas come with flyers, CDs, keychains, and shit like that. But motherfucker use this shit.
Yeah, sure, motherfuckers do.
Yeah,
and like,
no, I'm gonna use this backwood that's in here, and I'm gonna keep your packaging too.
You said we can reuse them.
You can refill them.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Now if I see a nigga with this lighter, no, niggas be talking about no, it's not.
You be taking lighters though.
Sometimes.
He's the nigga talking about.
No, it's me. I'm
not. No, I'm not niggas. I'm not niggas. I've been niggas, but I'm not niggas. It's niggas that'll just come take your shit, like,
my brother.
Let me see your lighter.
Yeah,
my brother took my lighter and argued with me.
He's gonna kill these niggas.
Nah, but shit, what's been up, man? Last time I talked to you, it was what? A3C?
Yeah, was it A3C or was it
I think it was A3 because it was last year. Cause
oh, yeah, A3C, yeah.
Mixtape
Messiah
joint.
Yeah, yep.
Yep.
Line,
what's been up,
Iceberg.
Yeah. What the fuck is up the line?
Live, man. He came up now. He had a session he got booked for.
I never hear from this nigga until I hear from this nigga. Like, and then it just be like, he just off the grid.
Yeah. Line be out the way, man.
Word.
Line gonna be like him. None of the bullshit, the industry bullshit, for real.
I get it.
He be trying to get his cheese.
No, that's the best way to be. It'd be a lot of extra shit going on sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shit cool, man. Just dropped 3 projects, man. The past year. Shit, really past 9 months. Probably about to drop a little something else up soon, but I don't know. I ain't really pressed. And got this PSL single.
Okay.
I've been pushing. Finally about to get the edit at the back. Do a little radio run with that. Do some other rounds with it. You know what I'm saying?
Now you got a lot of. You got a lot. I was listening to some of your shit earlier, and I was like, man, a lot of these records could have went.
I still can, man.
No, I'm not saying that they can. It's just like
at the time,
why do you think that the connection? Didn't necessarily,
man,
it'd
be
with
my
a lot
fault.
Of shit.
I don't be pushing shit to the max, for real. Like, the one thing I say that's unique about my career, dog, is this. And this, I mean, it's not nothing to be proud of, but I pride myself on it because I'm not purposely doing it. But I am like, damn, that is kind of sweet. The fact that, like, nigga, I ain't really put no real marketing dollars behind my shit like that. Yeah. It'd be word of mouth. So the fact that my product is like technically gets the type of response it gets via word of mouth. And I've gotten this far, it's like, okay, damn, kind of impressive. Now I put some real, real focus in. I'll be jumping, I'll be dropping a project. I'm ready to drop again. I don't really like sit down and like focus on one. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Focus on one song. You know, you're supposed to push a record, man, for 2-3 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I thought, and when you dropped one record, and when you dropped the Long Way record, I was like, okay, yeah, it's time.
We about to go.
The train is moving.
Yeah. But the problem with that was I had to depend on too many other elements to make that record pop. So I don't like doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I get it. And I'm kind of the same way because most of my records is like features and shit. Like, yeah. I'm just now to the point where I'm on the record.
Yeah.
So,
see, that's why I like solo. Exactly, I like my own shit just because if this nigga can't make it to a show, it's cool. It's my song. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't have to depend on nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's how I be thinking. You know what I'm saying? First, nowadays. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like, you know, shit like the Long Way shit, the Soda Baby shit.
Well, you know what's funny about it? Me and Tone, I wish Tone was here so we could argue about this. Because we always argue about who had the best verse on that song. Because I always be like, man, open body these niggas. But I was like, man. Like Sodom, like, God,
I like both verses. I just like, when anybody say they about to have a party or anything, I say, the fuck your kids together. Or shoot up your
kids. You feel me? Shoot up your kids together. Fuck your kids together. Yeah, it's, man. I mean, you know, I don't think Sodom can fuck with me. But I think that,
and that's what's crazy, because like, no, like, this is not like a diss to Soda, man. Like, this, I'm not necessarily a Soda Baby fan, but yeah. I'm like, damn, this nigga kind of getting off on this one a little bit.
Crazy, that bitch. This is why I say he got me, because nigga, you know, we recorded that record in 2000.
Yeah.
We recorded that record in 2016.
And so that ain't even new.
Nah, I just released it late. You know what I'm saying? Because I was gonna get a better mix down for it and woo, but I didn't. So fuck it. What I was like, man, let's drop this shit. This shit hard. So
it is.
Nigga, but we went in the studio and recorded it. He knocked it out right there. That's why he went first. That's why he had the hook. He went first. He went. He was like, all right, put the beat on. He went in the booth and just got. I was like, what the fuck is he saying? Shoot up your kid. What the fuck? So I'm like, how the fuck am I gonna follow that right now, nigga? Like, he just caught us. I mean, the thing about it was I had that beat. For a little while before that, my nigga I-Rock sent that shit to me. And,
yeah, because that beat, that ain't a beat that I would expect you or him to go off
with. Yeah,
I-Rock. Like, if somebody would have sent me that beat, I would be like...
Producers, dog, are very important because they can help, like, shape, like, the connection between, like, some shit that, like, put you over the top. You know what I'm saying? In this industry, like, nigga, they can, like, give you some shit that's like so left field, but it just works, it just clicks, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And some shit that you would never think of, you know what I'm saying? And that's what happened with I-Rock, man. He sent me that shit. He sent me some other shit I'm actually sitting on right now. Okay. That might be crazier than that, but regardless of the point is, Sodom, man, he went in that bitch and like down there one take Jimmy that shit, like one take Timmy that shit, whatever that shit called. Like, so I was like, nigga, I spit like half the verse there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, I gotta say some more shit. Fuck it, I took it home. And I finished it, you know what I'm saying, at the crib. But, like, that's why I say Sada always got me on that one. So, you know what I'm saying, it's all good. But Sada, I kill your shit, you know
what I'm saying? Facts. Okay, now we're going to get back to your shit. Khaled album. Everybody listen to Khaled album that came
before out. Before we leave that, are you still writing for people? You writing for people anymore?
I think you should, man.
Oh, man.
I probably should, though.
I don't know if I did something.
I have a little love and hate relationship with writing, being a writer, because I feel like it's like a 50-50 with me, because it's kind of insulting, only because it's like, here go my thoughts and my ideas in my life. You want me to write them down, spit them, give you my sauce, and then give them to you, because you don't have no life. You don't got nothing to say.
Right.
You don't know what to say, really, right? Yeah. But then that's like, okay, let me finish that. And so then it's like, okay, now you take my life and you go crazy with it. And now they love you for it. So it's kind of like, damn, y'all don't love me for my life?
But they kind of do, it's just...
But they kind of do. Not they so just much. Don't love it for me. So that's the hate relationship. The love relationship is like, shut the fuck up, get out your feelings, nigga. Like,
that's,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
whenever I listen to it...
It's like you sharing sauce with niggas, that's it.
Whenever I listen to you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you feel like that. Like, I don't know if you want to go like... to like the top of the whatever.
Right.
But like, writers get paid. You know what I'm saying? Like one of my favorite artists is The Dream.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't really like his music.
Yeah.
But they love all the shit that he wrote for everybody else. Yeah. And it's like, that's stupid.
So
it's dope as hell. But you know, Dream getting paid off this shit.
So now the other catch one or two behind it is like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, shut the fuck up, got your feelings and shit, whatever. Also it's like, nigga, ain't shit wrong with writing. Like, nigga, sometimes, bro, you can see the gift in other people just like you can see the gift in yourself.
Yeah.
And that's where the writing comes from. It's like, nigga, show them how special they are. You know what I'm saying? So that's the plus side of it. It's like, man, damn, writing, you know what I'm saying?
I got this theory about, like, writing because, you know what I'm saying, I do the shit that I do. But it's like, I think that some niggas could write and some niggas could perform. And all the time, writers not performers, and performers not writers.
And
but
so
they
now,
need each other.
So now, okay, so now back to the negative side. That's not. See, I'm a competitive person.
Right.
So I'll be like, hold on, nigga.
Be like, nigga, I could fuck.
I could do this shit too. Yeah. So I kind of be like that. But at the end of the day, bro, like, you know, my final answer is, man, ain't shit wrong, man. Nigga, writing is good for the culture. Writing is good for artists. Shit, nigga. I even start opening up my mind like, man, I should have somebody write for me. I haven't before, but I would be willing to. You know what I'm saying? I would be willing to. Like, just like, actually, I tell that back. Like, my nigga Black, Co-Cash Black, he didn't write for me, but he gave me like a melody and I put the words in it. You know what I'm saying? We've done that before.
Okay, so write some, not like no rapping, too. But like write some singing shit.
And then I'd be like, yeah, fill in the blanks and all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like say the word.
Okay.
He'll give me the sauce for it. You know, I've done that before. So yeah, you know, like I'm all open for it. I'm just talking about like just, you know, earlier years of rapping, man. I used to have like a little gripe about it because it was like, damn, dog, is that fair that like this nigga is the person that's performing your shit? But he gets the accolades and he's the star, and then you ain't got nothing to show. But you want to be the star too. But it's kind of like a nigga saying, nah, fuck you being the star. We want this person to be the star. Like, it's kind of insulting a little bit.
Now, of course, it's easier for me to say it because I ain't never been in that predicament. Yeah. But I would just feel better that I'm getting
fuck
paid.
Fuck, get my check. Yeah, what if you don't get a check?
I feel great. Then I probably wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
So, hey. Like, I can't do it for love. Like, I ain't really.
See? And niggas be hitting me up like, yeah, write for me, and, you know. Yeah.
Hey, man,
hopefully this
shit blows. Because you sound good.
Yeah,
nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because, like, that don't.
And hopefully this shit blows up. Like, nah, nigga, how about you pay for this and then we'll, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might. I tell it back. I have written for. I've written for this one chick before.
I don't know if I'm doing something.
Bro, I wrote a lot of shit for her. She paid pretty good, too. Yeah, I wrote for this one chick before. Her shit was sweet, too, but she ain't put it out. She was on some other shit at the time. You know, but that's my nigga.
Word.
You were saying something about that.
Drop out perks?
No.
What?
why you looking at his hand though? Like you about to hand it to him?
Because I just thought about this video.
Oh, you see his shit? You ain't seen his shit yet?
Nuh-uh.
Okay, he got a new video.
Which one? The
10MG.
Okay, no. I thought you were talking about the what is it called? The edit?
No. Don't edit hard though. That's one of my favorite songs. Did you give me a shout out in that song? Mm-hmm. Did you give me a shout out in that song?
Yeah.
Edit.
Yeah.
Nah,
that's all
my cousin. Okay. Everybody keep asking me, like, did you give me a shout out?
Trying to intercept the shout out.
Yeah. I'm still telling you it was me, though.
Nah, cool.
Let you know.
I thought you said me and
Owen Sherman. Yeah. That's what it sounded like, right? But I was like, nah, he ain't talking about me.
That's why we got to start doing lyrics.
Oh, y'all boys, that's why you fucking lyrics
all the time now. We got to make a whole show out of lyrics.
Hell yeah, like a genius. Hell yeah.
Hey man, people do that now?
What?
Some people like read lyrics places.
No, yeah, you never seen like the lyric breakdowns on Genius.
I mean, you know, I'm talking about like how we do.
Oh no.
But you can take it further. So,
but that's why we should do it because nobody else do it.
Okay. And you question niggas. I'm gonna say.
I thought people might
because just like that, I'm sure y'all niggas be together. And yeah. You thought he said something he ain't say.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
yeah,
let's do it. Shit.
We just got to the bottom of it. We should do that song first. We should do that song first.
Yeah, for sure.
Goddamn. But, like I was saying, did everybody hear Khaled's album?
Oh, yeah, Khaled's album. I'm about to go.
Okay, now, what was you telling me about the that Ross verse that's on there?
I said Jeezy had a better verse on that song.
No, you said Ross had a better verse.
I said Jeezy had a better verse.
I'm pretty sure you said Ross.
Well, I meant to say Jeezy had a better verse.
Okay, that changed even the though, conversation that I had.
Even though I like what he say, do it for dollars, die for the decimal, whatever he say, that shit was hard. But I just, it's not a slight, I guess. Rick Ross has been so good. Just like, this is another Ross verse.
How y'all like Khaled?
What you mean? As
far as I used to really hate DJ Khaled.
Khaled sucks.
As far as what though? Like, what we talking?
What you want to talk about?
Like, you saying he sucked, like, what? You talking about, like, his music?
Oh, yeah, I'm not personally. He's probably a great individual.
I don't think it, what sucked about the music?
Now, his family and everything, but. You talking about as far as talent? Oh. No. Not Khaled's a hustler.
What are we talking about? Like, he's not a rapper.
Nah, but niggas be trying to talk about all this shit about how he got the greatest albums and his albums.
No,
Khaled has always had trash ass albums. Garbage. I've never said nothing about it because I had a
friend. With you. But it's like an album full of singles.
His singles be trash.
Nah. Every album.
He only had name more than two singles besides the Drake one.
Wait, which one? You talking about like recent?
Singles
you
I can't
recent
speak
recent
on.
Ever.
Singles I can't speak on. But that joint with Pusha T.
We taking over.
Fucking you said Drake shit. None of Drake shit. He got the what's the Jeremiah record? I don't know the name of it. I'm not gonna lie to you. I should probably know this as the DJ, but I don't know the name of it.
What's the same with Justin Bieber?
Trash. The no-brainer. Yeah. That no-brainer fire. I was at work listening to that shit today.
I'm talking about the old shit.
Nigga, I'm so
no.
hood.
The shit with Chance the Rapper, Lil Wayne.
Yeah, no, it's trash. It's called The Truth or some shit like that.
What you think?
What do you think
Khaled's best song is then?
The one with Drake, I'm off one.
I'm on one.
On one. Yeah. Off one's my record, damn.
That's the best.
See what you did there. See what you did there.
He's on one, I'm off one, bitch.
No, I can't. No, I can't agree with that. And I think
Khaled's trash, bro.
There's some joints.
Every album he's put out, bro. And this,
that last album I wasn't fucking with though.
Of course you weren't. Because it was trash.
I don't never really listen to the whole albums though. Like I go back to listen to songs.
Oh, you got to listen to his albums.
No, I listen to the album. Like I let it play, but like
what was the shit before? Father of Assad.
No, what's this one called?
This one is called Father of Assad. Grateful. I wasn't fucking with
trash.
Grateful. Major Key was straight.
Major Key was trash. Nah. I got the keys. Are you fucking serious?
That's one record.
That's the
cover. Bro, that's the only record that matters. Sometimes when you have a garbage ass record, it's so garbage, it pollutes the entire fucking album. It's kind of like,
I feel like you pick one of the worst records and then use that as representation.
Let's say me and you, we go with some hoes on a trip, right?
Right.
Cool. And we find a luxurious pool.
Right.
Oh, the pool is fucking immaculate. I can't wait to jump in this pool.
Is it bigger than Drake's pool?
Bigger than Drake's pool.
Okay.
But somebody pisses in it.
Right.
You gonna have the pool?
Is the bitch still in the pool?
Nope.
Not making it. Yeah. I'm not near that pool.
How they pee in it though?
Wait. All right, let me ask you.
They like staying on the side.
Who pees in the pool? If there's bitches in the pool and they don't know that nobody peed in it, but you see a nigga like pissing in a fucking pool in the corner.
Let's get out of the pool.
Exactly, right?
Is there?
That's what a fucking bad song does on albums. It's piss in a pool.
But I don't.
Now you feel me?
Okay, I Got the Keys was not the best record.
Not the best record of
anything. But then, right after that bad record went off, a good record came on.
Like
you wasn't fucking with For Free?
For Free was hard. For Free was a good record.
You wasn't fucking with the Nas album done record?
No, hell no. And Nas, I love Nas, but hell no. He cheaters on that. Khaled keeps trying to fucking make Nas. Man, Nas, get away from Khaled.
Get the fuck away from Khaled.
He makes me mad,
dog. I understand, like, he's one of your idols. You fuck with
him.
Like, nah, this is not what you got to do every album.
Khaled's not the key.
I fucked with this Bryson and Future record.
Fuck no.
Crazy mad.
Fuck
this
no.
This guy's mad.
Man.
We talking about the wrong album.
No, we talking about the Major Key right now.
No, really like
but that.
The new album is garbage from what people said. I've only heard I played six
this
tracks. What, I played six tracks and hated four of them.
This
is what
I'm
going to
tell you about this album. This why this.
So
Khaled's going to win with this album, and I'm going to tell you why. He's not going to win. Not because, you know what I'm saying, all he do is win. Not because of the Nipsey shit, but I'm going to talk about the Nipsey shit. But he got a record for every region. So every region.
He's a hustler.
But listen, every region
I said that from
has
the beginning.
Their own single right now.
I said that from the beginning.
The Wish record, the Cardi B and 21 record is going to go crazy in the strip club scene. Atlanta's going to have fun with that. Miami's going to have fun with that.
21 went crazy on that bitch, too.
New York
but at the same time, no, New York is having fun with the fucking Meek Mill record. The, what is it called? The You Stay joint. You put Hot 97 on right now, I guarantee within 5 minutes you hear that song. The West Coast, the Nipsey record all day. Shit. 92 and 105 is on it all day. So he gonna win off of that shit. He don't even. The rest of the records don't even have to go off. Then you got that Shine record at the end. You can't tell me that Shine ain't going
crazy. I haven't heard the Shine record because
pick of the day.
It's the reason I haven't heard the Shine record. For one, Shine's made 1,000 records like that before.
Yeah.
For two,
I think he will. Still.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. All rappers have made 1,000 records or something. But I wasn't excited to hear it. Like, I was like, okay, I know. You're going to be thankful for your grandma. You're going to be thankful for your mom. You're going to be thankful for the friends that still got around you. You're going to be thankful for, you know, God.
I know
what you're going to talk about. You know what I'm saying? So it's no disrespect, but, you know, just... I already know what to expect.
I didn't know it was on there. I didn't follow none of the promo or none of this for the album. So when it dropped, I didn't have no expectation of it. I just dropped it in and played it through. So when the Shine record come on, I'm like, oh, okay. I've been waiting for Dog to rap again.
Yeah, no, Shine nice for sure.
I've been trying to tell niggas that since FF2 came out. And then niggas were like, no, I don't really know.
Shine got some gaps now.
Yeah, listen, I'll be the first to admit that, but I think a lot of times niggas don't give Shine the credit that he
deserves. But you know what's funny though? At the end of the day, like, I'm very passionate about my beliefs and shit, but I know it's all opinion.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, that shit don't mean nothing for real.
So, okay, you think all this album's trash.
I think my opinion is better.
What was your favorite record off of this one, the Father of a Side joint?
Father of a Side,
I didn't want to talk about
the intro, outro was garbage. Number two. What was number two? I listened to the first Cardi four.
Track two was the Wish, Cardi and 21.
21 were crazy.
The next record, Chris Brown, Lil Wayne, and Big Sean record is gonna be that's gonna be the song of the summer across all formats.
I lied. I listened to three songs on the album. Those first two.
And then he got this SZA record, which I like, but I hate the sample. I hate that Outkast sample.
I'm kind of sounding like an asshole right now because I listen to six records. Now I drop down to three records. And how the fuck can you listen to three records and judge an album? Well, like this. I'm not fucking impressed. Like, nigga, I'm tired of niggas saying, like, you can't say that you got, like, look, here's one of my arguments.
Okay.
I personally think Northland is the greatest album of all time from Detroit.
Okay.
Argument that I'm ready to argue and shoot at niggas. He's given time, right? Okay. Now, in saying that, with this project, it's like, bro, it's certain things that it's one of the reasons because the intro is very important on the project.
Yeah.
So if I don't like your intro, automatically off that list for me. Automatically off that list. And I'm looking for the greatest project from a nigga. Every time a nigga drop, I'm looking for his best of best work. I'm not looking for a nigga to be static. You know what I'm saying? To be, you know, just stationary. Like, nigga, I'm looking for niggas incline. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I judge.
Khaled been coasted for a minute?
I think Khaled is a hustler. I think that his hustling is ingenious. Oh no, he's a genius hustler, but he's Chaldean. That's what they fucking Chaldeans know how to get to that money. They know how to fucking figure that shit out. You know what I'm saying? It's in their culture. They don't have to take care of themselves.
Really Caldean?
Am I wrong?
What did they say was Puerto Rican?
Cali is definitely not Puerto Rican.
It was somebody they were saying he was.
Somebody left that nigga some start on money.
Caldeans, man, they know how to get to it, man. It is what it is.
They be in the streets fucking with people.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't taking none of that shit from them. I'm just talking about career. I'm just an artist. I'm not the hustler of the year. I'm not none of the other extracurricular shit that y'all, you know what I'm saying, that nigga wants to claim. That nigga be proud of. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I'm just talking about from creativity when I talk about this type of shit. And creatively, that shit is ass. And I think that people are fucking pawns and they just accept shit.
Like how John Legend sings the same hook on every
John Legend song. Sings the same shit.
Fucking record.
Oh no, he can sing his ass off.
We gonna be rich forever.
Oh no. He's John Legend's an amazing talent. But
half the stuff that y'all probably about to talk about, I'd probably never even heard. I like, you know, the album shit. The, you know what I'm saying? The two greatest R&B songs on the same album is number one, and She Don't Have to Know. They back to back. Well, She Don't Have to Know, they're number one. Two greatest R&B songs of all time.
PDA was better than
John Legend songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
That shows you
what I think about John Legend. Keep going.
I'm just saying, other than that.
No, John Legend's first album that he came out with that went crazy.
The second album was straight.
It's about that So High or that?
So High. He had a couple on that motherfucker. That album was crazy.
That first album was crazy.
Too,
though. But he do got that.
I ain't heard
pattern on every fucking. Oh no, yeah. All the hip hop features he do, he put the same hook on them.
Yeah. Features.
And I think that just because he's John Legend, nobody says anything.
Now, he did kill that Nipsey shit. He killed that shit for sure.
We not going to act like he didn't put that same hook on like Fire.
What song is better? If y'all, man, arguing it. The song with, Nipsey's song with John Legend or Nipsey's song with CeeLo?
John Legend.
That's CeeLo, man. Fuck that. Loaded Bass is too hard.
Oh, Loaded. I'm tripping.
Loaded Bass is too hard.
1,000% Loaded Bass.
1,000%.
That
shit too hard.
I heard CeeLo. I'm thinking about CeeLo and on a Khaled project.
Oh shit.
And Nas.
Yeah.
CeeLo and Nas.
No, not that.
That's
what
But what I wanted to say is on, about the song. After Nipsey died, like I went back and I started and I listened to Victory Lap again, and a lot of them verses, it sounds like. Almost, and it was again when I heard this verse. I'm gonna play the second verse off the song. I feel like he knew he was about to die, type shit.
Nah.
Like it's weird when you listen to certain shit that he say. Like if you listen to the second, like all his second verses be like, it's a certain vibe in it. But you listen to Dedication, his second verse is damn near a eulogy to itself.
Yeah, almost. Like you listen to it. Loaded Bass and shit. When he say the even worse outside. What he say in the. Outside in front of the church and the with the horse, whatever you say, shit, you know.
Sometimes, man, you just speak shit into existence.
Yeah.
So you think it was one of them situations?
I think that's how the universe works.
But then after,
ask for it to come.
But then for this to come out, this verse to come out afterwards, and then for it to be the way it is, like with what he's saying, then it's that pregnant pause, and then he hits you with the look at my fate. It's like either that engineer went in there and cut some shit out and made that shit amazing. Or, you feel what I'm saying? It's a certain vibe to it. I'm gonna play it.
That last line spooked a lot of me.
Yeah, it feel a certain way.
Tupac.
Police at the lights, that's a car chase. Looking back at my life, make my heart race.
That's a good pick. I had right to the spot.
I was thinking chess moves, but it was God grace. So I can tell we all straight. With no shame, I beat game in a soft fate. South Central State of Mind, high crime rate. I'm a side hate game, baby, to get you all day. Look at my face,
keep digging me higher and higher.
Told Calabasas,
yeah.
Phone to the bar break.
But don't you know that the devil is a liar? Look at my face,
you feel me? So either, it just feel like, bro, like he knew he had something on him, or
that engineer, like that.
Either that or his engineer is amazing.
No, I think that look at my fate was like, nigga, like look at how successful I am.
Like how, like I whether I turned it around turned type into, shit.
But it, no, I mean, it's just now, ironically, yeah, not it that's how words are. I think that words are, I told my bro dog, because we be talking about this shit, we be like, I told him, I said, I think language is a curse. I think that like, words are like are curses, like or okay. I'm not gonna say that right. I think that words are spells. That's what I mean. That words are spells. So that's why like, it, that's why words have different meanings and different like. Every,
like you, it's, like it's how you can say the same system, thing like, and mean something totally different type.
Yeah,
of thing.
Like but it's for one, it's been going on too long. I think that rap hip hop exposes it.
Right.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I think that
music
rap,
itself, music and music.
It. Yeah. I think that, but rap more because, like the purpose is to be metaphorical. Like the purpose is to,
yeah.
is to say something.
Like that's already coded.
And I think that the way the universe is black people, like especially when you're in the streets, you got to kind of live that type of life. Like you have to live that type of.
You got to know how to say.
You know what I'm saying?
What I'm
like you got to put something in front of what you really got going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that, and not just streets. I mean, just in general, like in success. Sometimes you know what I'm saying. You just got to kind of like. People think you're successful because of this, but really, it's some other shit in the background. It's your team in the back that's helping you out. Or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's just the law of the land, man. It's like, it's
you
know.
Go to your writer point. You think it's, but, you know what I'm saying? It's really over behind
So, like,
universe, man.
So, feeling that way about words, do you, like, purposely not speak of certain things? Because I know when I write music, whether it's for myself or other people, like, I don't speak a lot about death or like bad things happening to whoever's saying it or some shit like that, because I do think you can speak shit into existence. So like, do you like kind of try to watch what you say sometimes?
Recently I've been trying to like mean mean shit. I want to make shit that means something to people. Like recently, you know what I'm saying? Before I was like, man, I just want to say how I feel, what's on my mind. But now I'll be like, nah, nigga, I want to like intentionally like, I want to say how I feel about things that I think need to be said. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to fucking just be out here just saying how I feel all day, because feelings, man, that shit can like, you put that shit in the universe and like, that shit can really grow and be something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You can really be like, man, fuck these bitches, fuck these bitches, fuck these bitches, fuck these bitches, every goddamn song. And then in your life, really be like, damn, man, fuck these bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody need bitches, like, you know what I'm saying? It's right there, or girls right there. Whatever for you, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, I'll be like watching that shit, man. Hmm. But everybody got their own path to shit, so.
What you think the wildest shit you said on record is?
The wildest shit I said on record?
Not like speaking to like death or no negativity, yeah, or no shit like that. Just like the wildest shit you said on record. Because sometimes you
go still here.
Hey, that's one of them joints when you play it in a club.
Naked bitches. Yeah.
Like, that's look. That's like, a line I always bring up. Like,
in the kitchen, naked bitches. Cause I like, not cause I cook crack. Cause I like good food and naked bitches. It was like, nigga, we ain't even think about that. Relax.
I got in trouble for tweeting overall lyrics before. I said I ain't fuck your bitch. You got pregnant like the
virgin. Oh yeah, then I was part of
why are you always tweeting about fucking bitches? You don't fuck anybody else, bitch. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's probably the wildest shit. I said, I forgot that was a wild line.
When you come up with these lines, do you sit back and be like, this is gonna fuck niggas up?
So that one I did. Them two I did. Sometimes, but not, yeah, sometimes. Yeah, I do try to like, especially now, I try to think of like, I just understand this shit, man, from a whole different level now and shit. Like, when it comes to creating, I understand the other elements behind creating something that like matters and shit to take it like farther, or that can like potentially take something farther, so. Yeah, nowadays I be thinking like, okay, how you feel? Not okay, this is how I feel. And I say it in a wilder way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you ever said some wild shit and was like, nah, I can't say that.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was though.
I
thought I'd never have that day too.
But what were you saying? Some just shit that's too far?
Wild shit. It was just like, it wasn't really too far. I was just like,
damn, this is unnecessary.
Unnecessary, yeah.
Like, it be lines like that. Like, I don't say this shit, but I
don't want to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? I got respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I could say this without saying that.
Yeah, scored in the last 3 minutes of 23 seconds.
No, I could feel you. Because sometimes it be like, this ain't absolutely necessary to say.
Nice one.
So, I've been.
Sometimes it be funny.
Yeah. I'm all for, nigga, look, bro. I'm all. I don't give a fuck though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But I would like, unnecessary, like, it's like, okay, I don't have to say this shit right now. I'm kind of like picking with people, you know what I'm saying? I'll be, when I, if anything else, I'll be wanting to go at niggas.
Fuck.
So you want the rap beef?
I'll be wanting it.
Sometimes I can hear it in the rap, I just want you to say
something. Yeah, I'll be like, because, you know, I kind of like, you know, with rap, at least, you know what I'm saying? I kind of like size niggas up and go, okay.
I could probably take this nigga.
Well, no, I just like, okay, I'm ready. If, you know what I'm saying? If you got something to say, okay, I got something ready. I'm ready. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? But then again, I don't want to be that guy either, man. But I do be like, I just know how people, it's not even like rappers I'll be having beef with. It'd be people. It'd
just be regular niggas.
Because people thinking that this Khaled shit is amazing. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, let me tell you why, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me tell you why this other person's shit, or even my shit. Fuck it, let me just stick with me. Let me tell you why my shit is cold. But you think Khaled is, not you, I'm just saying. Khaled, you know what I'm saying? Kind of you, but not you. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I fuck with your shit.
Nah, but
kind of you.
That's what niggas really mean, right? Kind of you, but not really you.
So I've been off the internet for a little while.
Jokes over everything, man. I don't give a fuck.
I've been off the internet for a little while, trying to get my life together and shit. Well, I ain't been off the internet, but I ain't been on as much as I've been on. So I get on like a couple days ago, and I'm just looking through shit, and I see niggas talking about not washing their legs in the shower.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
And I'm like, and at first I'm thinking like, oh, this is one of them little internet jokes where niggas are just being funny. But then I get into the comments, and I'm looking like, oh, y'all niggas only watch half y'all body. And that's like, is that a normal thing?
No,
like,
nigga, I've always watched my leg.
I watch my legs today. Like. I understand. I can understand. No, the funniest comment I seen was just, it was simple. It was like, man, fuck them legs. Fuck my legs.
Bro, niggas, that nigga's gonna be goddamn light skinned Steph Curry in the face, Draymond Green about the ankles and shit. Like,
bro. I mean, I just feel like, I thought bitches like to be down there, so why would you want to wash your legs?
Where do y'all niggas start counting y'all legs?
Niggas are washing their thighs. I know.
Niggas just stop at the knee.
Look, I ain't never heard a bitch say, nigga, your calves stink.
Yeah. I mean,
that's true.
Because niggas wash their legs.
But if you don't wash your legs, that means you don't wash your feet.
Who said they don't wash their legs?
If you don't wash your feet, nigga, you foul.
I just think that was some Twitter shit.
Even if you don't.
No, at first, that's what I thought. I thought it was some Twitter shit.
I think some niggas really.
But then that's what I'm saying.
That was like that $200 day shit. I mean, dates can, but that ain't like no. Maybe I'm just too poor. But that $200 dates ain't the norm.
You can have a date, goddamn.
Well, you know what, though? But what's the norm, though, with a date, though?
Like 60, 70.
I don't know.
It depends.
Fun is what it really is.
That's like your average
it
Joe.
It depends.
Right?
It depends on what
that's
the
like
date is.
Like, working fast food could take a bitch out 60, 70 bucks.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not really a
date, I don't though. Work fast food. That's like, $70, that's a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Maybe get a couple drinks, maybe 100.
But I don't know. Drink, so I don't even know how
to drink. I really like, but that's like, it can't be like, you know, just my little work friend.
That's what I'm saying. I be thinking drinks cost like $20 a drink.
You ain't had that pussy.
You know what you drink. Some shit, yeah.
It could cost that much.
Oh, I'm thinking way too high.
Like, double shot Hennessy run you about.
I'm a cheap drinker, so you know what I'm saying? I'm a Long Island type nigga. You feel me?
That's $10. That's going to be $10.
A good one. Not the blue motherfucker. The one time I went to the club and went hard on the blue motherfuckers is the one time I was drunk, had a hangover, was throwing up and all type of wild shit. I only happened to me one time in my whole life.
That shit is sweet.
And I'd be like, nah.
What was that, 10 fish?
No, I was at the, this electricity, nah, but it was the vision and probably at the time. I mean, that bitch is living life, feeling good, drinking the bitch, knocking them back. As soon as I stepped out the club and that air hit my face, I was finished.
Yeah. Over. That nigga's furious.
I can't fuck with that shit though. But no, it depends on what type of date it is though. If it's a stay in date, you might can slide with $15 if you play it right.
They try to,
I don't man.
Where?
What you doing though? It's about the experience.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it ain't really.
Okay,
out of
okay,
you know what I'm
okay.
It's fun. That's what it's supposed to be.
Anytime you go, I mean, well, you know what it is.
That's what I'm saying. If you staying in, you feel what I'm saying. If
it's oh like no, a, you staying in.
I feel like
crazy.
I spend more when I'm staying in.
You know what I'm saying? You could trick that out. You feel what I'm saying?
I spend more when I'm staying in. Nice meal, I think. Yeah,
because you bring food through.
Yeah, because I'm probably not going. I mean,
I'm gonna get y'all niggas hip to the 15.
If it's like a date day, then we order food. That's like my joint.
That's we need. I need a breakdown of. How can you do a $15 thing? Because y'all ain't eating. Y'all ain't about to see nothing. Unless y'all at the crib.
Stay woke.
That's a segment.
Don't sleep. Stay woke. I'm going to get you together. We're going to do a whole video and I'm going to show you about that shit. I'm going to whip it up. Put it together for you. I'm going to set overrolling up with a $15 day. I bet you get you a second day where you have to spend $60.
See, that's what I'm saying, bro. At the end of my day, man, she got to be trying to touch a dick or something. So.
Trying to tell you.
Fuck that.
Hey.
So $15, I ain't really trying to play with a $15. Hey. I'll spend a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, for the tops at the end.
Just to insure it.
I mean, spend them extras on that bottle.
But you know what, though? I guess not 15, but.
15.
I'm about to say, shit, if you go get some liquor and bring it to the crib, y'all just get drunk at the crib or something. I don't do none of that. See, if I date a girl, I'm gonna just do. She gonna do what I do anyway, which is eat or go watch some type of show or shit. Pop up at the studio or some shit if you want to. Listen to some music. That type of shit. When I was dating, that type of shit. I was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it go. Wherever we be going anyway, that's.
I don't even date now. So things might have changed too, low key.
Yeah, you can take bitches off $15 now.
$15 is crazy. I don't
where can you take somebody for $15?
Home. Home. That's where you can take her.
If she go buy some honey buns.
Hell no. Nah. You bring, if you have honey buns sign. When she pull up, she definitely came for the bussing and that's it.
One backwood.
I know the movie days be way more expensive than that. You know, I took my show for the movie day. Nigga spent fucking 70.
The movies is a finesse. They figured out.
No, this, no. It's
I'm about 40, to tell you. If they figured it out, so they're going to get at least $20 out of you.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what. The ticket and a drink or the ticket and a popcorn is going to be equal to like $19.90 and some change and some shit like that. They gonna get at least 20 out of you. But if you get the popcorn, nigga, you need a drink.
This how they get
so
you.
So now you at 25, 30 damn near.
Yep.
This how they get you.
What you have, they don't so tell you. Tenders.
If you go, depending on where you go, they don't tell you if you get a medium, you still get the free refill.
$15.
You say
they don't tell you if you get the medium, you still get the free refill. So you always pay for the bar.
If you get a cup, you get a free refill.
That's how I just figured it out.
Self-dispense shit. Like what?
I told myself I'm going to see the Avengers.
I love going to the movies by myself.
See, if you go into the drive-in, that's the $15 day right there. You get your, you know what I'm saying? You get your little tickets in there, you feel what I'm saying? You got all your essentials in the backpack, you feel me?
But you still gotta pay for that. Bring them. We talking about how much do you spend if you wake up in your crib?
Okay.
Don't got nothing in the crib. Don't got nothing.
Oh yeah, you gonna go over 15, but you gotta use some shit at your crib. You gotta have something.
Okay. Yeah, we talking like that. Cost money.
No, if you already got it, it don't cost
money. But if you I see what you're saying. You said you don't have to spend it that day.
I mean like what you gotta spend right now.
$15. I don't know about 15, but maybe like 20, 25.
What's your man's up?
I don't know. Every time I go anywhere, it seems like it costs $30. So
it's $30.
I go grocery shopping to cook just one meal, it'd be about
$32. Yeah, dog. That shit crazy.
Because y'all be eating that meat still. That's why.
You know what, though? Boom.
$15.
Side salad.
Yeah.
What's crazy is I don't even eat salads though. That's the craziest shit.
The salad.
But
salad man.
You could definitely feed a Beyonce salad. That don't eat meat for.
You salad nigga.
Yeah. You definitely nah. Cause I don't know.
Bro, that's crazy though. Just eat. Just stop eating meat.
Yeah.
But see, I was working out a little bit too though.
Yeah. See, I don't work out or nothing. I go to the slave job that I got in the morning.
Probably what 5 pounds a week.
In the beginning, probably something like that. Like, the first week, I lost, like, 12 pounds.
Yeah.
But then, you don't keep losing 12 pounds.
You only
pounds.
Drink water?
Nah, I'd be drinking a bunch of juice and shit. I probably should drink more water, honestly.
Yeah, okay.
Be drinking this Malibu shit.
Okay.
But, yeah, when I drink, you do lose the more weight. Like, when you drink that water, though.
Me the sugar, man. Sweets. You know what I'm saying?
I don't really eat a lot of sweets like that.
I'll eat sweets.
I'm a snack nigga because I be smoking, so I just be eating a bunch of snacks, chips, and fucking juices, fruit snacks and shit.
Okay, what's sweet?
I need a fruit snack sponsorship, honestly. Nigga, I feel like the money that I done spent with y'all, bro. I could have put a down payment on something.
Listen, I bought some fruit snack organizations. Some new cars or something.
Facts. The Apple. Yeah. When y'all dropped the Apple Orchard joint, y'all had a customer for life. It was like.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel about Skittles. I eat so many goddamn Skittles.
No, Skittles fuck your teeth up. You need your teeth.
Nah, I'm good. My teeth good, baby.
For now.
But now. And I got that good insurance.
Oh, yeah. Say less.
I got this appointment tomorrow. I just reminded me of that.
You gonna be like them high ass little kids?
I don't know. How the fuck I'm gonna be? It's a new business I think I'm seeing, so I got new insurance.
Hey, if you wake up with your zipper down, you don't gotta pay. Stay woke. Nah, but it's time for picks. What's your pick?
What's that?
We do a pick of the week. We pick a record, and then that's what it is.
I don't know how many Oba songs I done played already.
Hard.
Yeah, you've been picked a couple of times.
What y'all think about these Detroit girls, man?
Like, in general, or? It seemed like artists. anywhere besides artists.
What you about to say though?
Because anywhere else, like girls are coming up. Girls come up to me. Like if I'm anywhere else, like any like Southfield girls, Detroit girls, they more aggressive. Like they approach you.
Yeah, that's deep.
Like I don't know, Pontiac.
Where you be at?
Like I be a little bit everywhere.
Okay.
But it be you know in and out type shit. Like,
I feel you.
Second. I don't know what y'all.
I think girls these days in general are more aggressive.
So y'all are from
Pontiac? Yeah, I am
from Pontiac.
Okay.
Shit, I don't know. I guess I'll do my pick first then.
Okay.
Okay, so my pick, like I was saying before, is gonna be this I don't even know what it's called. Thank You the DJ Khaled and Big Sean.
Okay.
It's it was the pick before we talked about it. Yeah.
I know.
I never really met nobody who was truly successful that wasn't thankful. For the good and the bad.
See, I knew you were gonna say that.
It made me who I am.
I never knew nobody was truly successful.
Straight up.
Cool.
DJ Khaled. When it get this dark, you gotta feel your way out. They try to bury me alive, I kill, build my way out. Let it go of grudges that I used to feel a way about. Cause some emotions are too taxing to keep paying out. Life is what you make it, I know I make it for sure to make it some more. I know critics hate it galore, it doesn't faze me no more. I know some people
hate when I listen to stuff, the fight that they say and that I can see
my teaching told me God laughed at you when you make plans. The type of wisdom that made us men. Plus try to thank everybody who helped us along the way. It's like trying to name every single member of the Wu-Tang Clan. Yeah, I might skip one or two, but that doesn't mean it wasn't just as part of the plan. Some love goes without saying. Who would have thought that DJ that was on 6 to 10 right there on 99 Jam screaming we the best would have had all the execs seen it right out of his hands and showed us all the keys to success from doors being slammed. Look, I gotta thank Khaled, who back in 2010 convinced Ye Sean to drop my last. It's a smashing, add Chris to it and it's a classic. That's that rare, yeah, loyalty everlasting. Look, all I know, forever stuck to the code. Only one I changed was 42-21 and 902-0. Fast forward later, Khaled, my neighbor. The type of stories that you can't make up. The universe doesn't just work it out, man, it works in our favor. What's heaven on earth? Getting everything that you pray for? But believe it to achieve it or you never will. On the phone with Colin Kaepernick, he like, they not gonna make it easy for us in this game, and they never will. I'm like, that's not just the NFL, bro, that's every field. Look, no restraints, it's only strength, that's my wavelength. Surprise, I ain't going insane. Heard more gunshots outside than the doorbell rang. And swam with sharks, that's too big to fill up tanks. And I'm right here, right now, how could I not give thanks? Feel my pain, I paint these pics, I spill this pain. I miss my dogs, I spill this drink. I pray that all your growing pains turn gold champagne. Plus, I gotta thank my ex. Is also thank you and all the old times that gave me new perspectives. Speaking of new, I'm about to ink a new deal, Dying Life Records, and put anyone on in the city who needs connections. This that Fortune 500 might never plummet. I just bought a mansion and moved in the dungeon. Don't none of y'all want it, so all y'all boys that want us just know I may find a place and not one of them fun. But my vision is tunnel shut down, and I just gotta get thanks. Cause it's that time, you know what I'm talking about, that grind time. You been grinding your whole life. It's that time where that preparation meets that opportunity. And you gotta be ready. And give thanks.
What you like about that Jhené Aiko song? You heard it? When she, I guess, talking shit to Big Sean.
Oh, talking shit about Sean. But she wasn't really talking shit about Sean.
I think she was. I don't like. Don't threaten me.
I think she's. But she always been talking shit like that though, even before her.
I don't care. Don't you threaten me.
I think I got some type of ADD, man. Cause like I just can't listen to the same thing over. And that's extremely, extremely good.
I'll be doing shit in the house, so you know what I'm saying.
Oh just, yeah, yeah. So be playing, yeah. See, I can't sit on. I listen to my shit in the car. You know what I'm saying? I don't really play shit.
I live 5 minutes from work, so.
Have you heard that?
You know what I'm saying? I might get.
That's my pick.
That's what your pick was?
That's my pick. I'm literally my pick.
Alright, play your shit. Pick something. I'm gonna pull it up.
My pick. Is everybody picking something from Detroit? Because I don't want to not just pick something from Detroit, but everybody picking some Detroit.
Oh, that was Detroit.
I don't know, but that's my new single that I'm pushing right now. It's called 10MG.
Word. Should we play that again?
It's on title?
Huh?
You on title?
It's on,
yeah,
it should
that.
Be on title, yeah.
It should be on all that.
Yeah,
it's like some Slim Thug.
I've been listening to that shit lately.
All good.
Yeah.
I was listening to Mike Jones like 3 weeks ago.
Which one, dog?
The first one. Oh shit, yeah.
Man, on every playlist I make, still tipping probably on this.
Still tipping.
That's my I ain't heard no new Mike Jones.
Yeah, he got some new shit out. I had a show with that nigga some months ago.
Hey, okay, so here we go. Look, tell me if you wanna purchase it, look, tell me if you wanna purchase it, bitch. Look, tell me if you wanna purchase it, look, tell me if you wanna purchase it, cause I got a perk for you. I got a perk for you.
Regal. Got him in my uncle name, take him from the bank. Take it to the grave before I go against the grain. She like cocaine, I ain't hating, do your thing. I ain't into it, but just fuck you, why you doing it? You dick, get his head when you high.
Let her run all over the place. It'll be funny, bro. It'll just be funny. Hey, dogs man. Going crazy. And people love dogs.
I might have a bonfire. I'm definitely playing this shit.
Yeah.
If somebody's going to want to I probably should have said that on camera.
Cheat again, she get caught red-handed. We got for you. Just don't tell them you got it for me. Like fuck the police, these perks legal. Got them in my uncle name, take it from the bank. Take it to the grave before I go against the grain. Got you dick, get his
head. Clean version.
Wet as hell, check the smell for a diamond. Tell me she can't fuck without no mix. Tell me if you wanna break your set. Look, tell me if you wanna break your set, bitch. Like, look, tell me if you wanna break your set.
I mean, that shit was like, but it gotta be some good
restaurant.
I rolled up, I found out it was.
Nah, this definitely some shit you put on and drive really fast.
It was Bring Your Kid to Work Day. And I pull in playing that YG. And I'm like, oh! I see like, it's like a family. I'm like, oh shit. But it was much too late. So
they had that. They had that damn Bring Your Kid to Work Day shit in my job. They really had to. They built the cage up on the top floor of the little shit, like where it says. I don't know if you remember how the shit built, but they built like a cage up there. And I promise you, they only built it for this because they have not used that shit since. They fucking had all the kids go in the little cage and they was looking down on us like we was like fucking animals in a goddamn zoo or some shit. I'm like, man, go to, and it was all white kids. It wasn't one black child up there.
It was
I'm
like,
like, bro, they got us fucked up today.
That's crazy.
Cause they just the kids up there pointing and waving at us and shit like we some type of spectacle and shit. Like, bitch, I'm in here working.
Look at him, we tired. Like, get the fuck out of here.
We did need a break. 2 minutes there on all bullshit that day. Cause not only was they there, like the corporate niggas was there. It was a bunch of bullshit going on that day. Fuck Bring Your Kid to Work Day. Take Your Kids to School Day.
Yeah.
Got a pick?
That was my pick.
Yeah.
Shit, you wanna pick something different? Should I play my shit? PSL.
All right.
Nah, fuck that. I'm gonna play. I'm talking all that shit about Shrine. Khaled and everybody, I gotta play some shit that's crazy. But I can back my shit up when I say different. Get that shit out your mouth, girl. Trump you.
She wanna end up on a t-shirt, that's all.
I'ma say you got a pick? That's your pick. Song pick.
Perpetrate.
CML Rule, you might as Big Dog.
Big Dog, yeah.
It's on there. It's a nigga Spotify, all that.
Big Dog.
Big Dog.
That's where you up.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, drop Saturday.
You guys drop that purple trailer.
Yeah, Saturday?
Tomorrow, 12 o'clock.
Okay.
12 a.m.
What is it called?
Big Dog. Get it, girl. Oh, she bringing back too? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she ain't let it go. See, the thing is, drop it. She like, fuck all that. Drop it.
Y'all off, nigga. I got down. I got the bag. I'm down.
Built like that, no cap. best. She been fucking with the best, nigga. She still hating. She be following the rest, nigga. Get up on your tank, nigga. All niggas just arrest, nigga. Hey, we really winning. This shit ain't no time. Been a minute. I'm talking about the trenches. You ain't built like that. Don't care. I really live like that. And lately I've been falling. Used to have nothing. Ain't but hustling. Running to the money.
Alright, DJ. That's called Big Dogging. And I know we ain't talked to y'all a lot. What y'all got going on? That's your record, right? The Big Dog. That's your record.
That's my brother record. He just dropped his tape last week. Project 264, shout out to CMF Rude. I just dropped the project before he dropped his, Definition of Modest. And that's featuring a single, 10 milligrams. That's been pushing heavy in rotation. So then brought about to close the end of May out with his CD, which dropped at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Straight drop.
Word. So we got some little exclusive music coming for y'all. Make sure y'all jump on this shit. Where can, you know what I'm saying, if we want to, you know what I'm saying, check you out first?
All our social media, Emodest, E-M-O-D-E-S-T.
Do.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
Yeah, my pick, nigga.
Oh, nigga, I thought you was passing your pick to the left.
No.
Okay, I got you. Let me pull your Slim Thugger back up.
You logged out your shit and everything.
Yeah, like, fuck me and my pick.
I definitely shut the title down. Get you loaded up. I don't know what song you had.
This song just sounded real nice on the porch the other day. Or today, matter of fact.
Players get chose. Slim Thug.
In the dough. Ain't too many real niggas in this world no more. That's why your girl on the way, she ain't your girl no more. You playing your Xbox, she and my bitch stretched out. She say you gotta stretch that, I'm helping the stretch drop. All up in the wet spot, making it drip. She screaming, go Slim Thugger while I dig in her hips.
Players always get chose. You ain't never gotta worry about that. No rain, hell, sleet, or snow. It is what it is.
Always get chose, and you ain't never gotta worry about that. No rain, hell, sleep.
Alright. Smooth shit.
Some thug players get chose.
Definitely ride right with that with the windows down. Like halfway though.
I was trying to think like what's the market for that type of song? Like is it like that's like a who would buy that song? Like age range, all that. I'm assuming like 35 and up.
Yeah, well probably like
how would you market that song?
30-ish. What you
mean? It depends on if radio decide like okay we gonna ride with this like I think everybody will consume it but nah, would it just being the Slim Thug song off a Slim Thug album
we'll see what
probably like the 30 and up crowd.
Now this is not me speaking facts, but this is just observation. I assume that radio probably looks at like okay what are our core demographic, like if okay today's generation radio you probably listen to radio in what nail shops. You know what I'm saying? Places of business, you know, in the car. So it's not like you it's not like high school kids is around listening to the radio shit.
Radio is built around the commercials. So radio is gonna play whatever songs they feel like is like, all right, well, they'll sit through these 16 commercials if they wanna hear this Cardi B record. So we gonna play this Cardi B record as opposed to, you know what I'm saying, a song where they're rapping. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't always gonna sit around for, you know what I'm saying, a Dave East record or somebody like that. But if they know this Cardi record coming, that's my shit. I'll wait for it. You know what I'm saying? Even if I change the station, I'm gonna come back because I know after these commercials, y'all gonna play this song. So
I haven't listened to radio since.
I be listening because I be just in the car, DoorDash and shit, just doing a little weird shit. So. Yeah. I be listening to the radio sometimes just to see what's playing, but it's the same 7 songs on every station. So.
Yeah,
whatever the format is, and he's got 7 songs.
They play what's it called, back to back to back. Saturday Baby song.
They play songs that you like so much that you don't like them no more. Like fam, okay, we get it, but dog got other songs that you can play. He got clean versions. Like, put some of them on.
That fucking She ain't about to bite shit. You ain't no fighter. Fuck her mom. I beat bitches. Soon as I said that, alright man, you won. You won.
I got your bitch.
Come here. You won. I'ma get my pets. I'll grab you up.
But shit, that's the podcast. Definitely appreciate y'all for coming through.
I don't keep bitches like well. The fuck? Nah, that's, man, we don't know that, man.
It's none of my business. That we're here to discuss today. You know, we don't dabble into the personal. We just keep it business.
Funny as fuck. Nah, nigga, hell no.
Nah, we appreciate y'all for coming through. You know what I'm saying? Definitely want to get that record done.
Yeah.
Don't be a stranger. Y'all come through anytime.
Don't worry.
Niggas from the city don't be wanting to come to the yak, but you know what I'm saying? We people too. People too. It ain't shit to do out here, but you know what I'm saying? We can smoke.
Yeah.
Get it in. But shit, you can hit me up at @DJ_Kobe. I'm on Twitter and I'm on Snapchat. Make sure y'all check out those arts and crafts episodes. Black Man. What is on the... Which page is that shit on?
It's on WTMN TV.
It's on the WTMN TV. Why don't I know that? Fucking, yeah. WTMN TV. Check out those. Stoner Social. All that shit is out. Don't Touch Me. Coming soon.
It won't have a toy for something.
I mean, those his words, not mine.
No. It's okay.
Hit up Dub.
Yeah.
I'm playing on fire this motherfucker.
Hell, cool toys anyway, y'all.
Man, come here. Stop.
Tell me y'all social so they know where to get it, y'all.
Right here.
Straight drop _ reefer 789.
Overrolling, OBA, ROWLAND, overrolling everything.
E modest, everything.
Here it is.
EMODEST.
All right, that's all we got.